At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to One-on-One Blur Events, Blur Tailgate. We are at the corner of 13th and Cash, right in the outfield, the Omaha Hilt, and Blur Tailgate Events, again, inside the big white tent. Can't miss it. They're expecting four figures in numbers of folks who are going to be here for the two ball games today. Again, we will fire this bad boy up with Coastal Carolina and Louisville, and Louisville has just battled their way through. Again, another program that if you circled in the beginning of the year whether they would be here, the answer is probably not. Coastal Carolina on an epic run, 25-game winning streak along the way. They have an opportunity with win 26, advance to the College World Series final, best two out of three that begins on Saturday. We will, in fact, be at Blur Event Saturday, 3 o'clock for first game for game one. Blur Events will be here from 3 p.m. until midnight. Ticket price ranges from $64 to $114, depending on how good you feel about yourself and how you want to treat the people that are important to you. It's a great opportunity to hang out. I can tell you that the tickets for game one are $300. $300 for the ticket for game one. But here's the interesting thing. On the ride up here, we did some investigation. You can buy the entire block of three games for the championship series for $300. But if you buy single games for either game one or game two, it's also $300.
So which one is the better value?
Buy all of them, man. Get your tickets for the same price. It's the same $300. If you decide you want to go to a game and then sell the other pair, you're getting your money back, man. I don't know how to tell you. I was pondering going into business. Do I need to scalp? Is that what we need to do? Because if you buy the whole set of three games, game one, game two, and then the if game on Monday, which I have a sneaky suspicion they're going to get to based on the way games are being played, that's what it is. Now, game one today, College World Series released game tickets. It is 11:30. You have 90 minutes to get to Omaha. That you can get in to Schwab for this first game for $25. $25. Bach, I really, like, my thought is I'm going to treat you. Like, you're going to be with me till 1, and then at 1 o'clock, I need you to sprint across and go in the stadium and tell us what's happening. Because you haven't been in the stadium this year.
Not this year. It's an absolute steal for $25. Right. If you know anything about the prices of College World Series.
Lower bowl, like the 100 level, you can sit in the outfield for $25. You can sit behind home plate. So the schools that were eliminated and then some sponsors released their tickets back to the College World Series. And the tickets for game one, $25. You can full range it all the way up to $60 if you want to sit and down low on the
and I don't think there's a bad seat in the in the ballpark,
right?
So you can go that, any venue, any area, any angle, and it's just as good as the other.
And if you are, and again, you're a diehard baseball fan, if you have the opportunity to see LSU and Arkansas Act Two of the College World Series, because we saw Act One, knowing that it could be Act Three anyway, right? That if Arkansas wins today, you get a game on Thursday. You get a game on Thursday, which is a special thing. But if you need tickets for game two today, 6 o'clock first pitch, you can get 300 level for $90. You can get 200 level for $109. And you can get 100 level for $119 if you just get on the College World Series site and hit the tickets. Tickets were released, and it's a thing that's there. Of course, there are some tickets for tonight. If you're going to the secondary ticket spaces, those tickets are $300 for tonight, and have fun. you can do that. So I don't know, Bach. I think you're worthy of a $25 ticket. I don't think I don't think that's a shame. But I think that's how we should get down with it.
See, DP's all over the tickets. I'm all over the buffet over there. I want to take a look over there, and the choices we have over there are pretty good. I'm like, I want the famous. Whenever you go to a ballpark, you almost kind of have to get a hot dog.
Brat or sausage or whatever it is, right? You kind of have to do it.
But then they got the barbecue brisket over there. I'm thinking maybe I should get out of my box a little bit.
Well, what do you think? It's all included.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's all included. Listen, I'm
trying to watch my protein and my diet. Like, man.
Not this week. Not at Blur. Not at Blur, bro. Listen, I Farley and I were having the conversation yesterday. He talking about, I'm up at 208, man. I said, I've watched you Friday, Monday, Tuesday put some plates together. And Terrell Farley makes a grown man Southern country barbecue plate.
That's not fair. That's just
he
not
put
fair.
Together I mean, a plate. Like, there are levels and textures to the Terrell Farley buffet plate.
And what did he say? He's up to 208?
208. And I looked at him. I said, you hush your skinny fat man mouth.
I'm like, what did he play at? 175?
He said he played at 197. 197. And I went, you shut up.
Oh, you just shut up.
You won the genetic lottery, bro.
Sure did.
Like, there's nothing. And I mean, listen, Farley's the hardest working dude I know. Like, I know he's a vampire because he never sleeps. Like, he never sleeps, but that brother eats a plate every day. It is an act to watch him get out.
It is. I remember the first time I met him when I came back from Canada, and that's when he was working with Stevens and Smith. He was working his pouring foundation.
Yep.
And it was in the middle of summer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third party ordering platforms.
And he walked out of the 9 foot, 10 foot hole, had a hat on, and I was like, he was like, I swear, $150.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, this is one of the baddest linebackers that ever play here.
Yes,
and he looked like he was $150.
He's the only guy I've seen drink a big gulp of Mountain Dew and then go get a coffee. He just blows my mind.
He is a unique specimen of human being. And I keep saying it. Like, I used to think until I was 50 that, okay, I'm going to look the way I look, and that's what it is. But then you realize you start cutting corners, and then you go, okay, I'm going to eat right. Then you come to Blur. And you burn it. You burn it to the ground. Oh. Burn it to the ground.
So that's right. He played a little baseball too. We've talked about that.
He was a bad boy for one of the Braves minor leagues.
That's right.
Right. And he got a chance. He was the runner. It was his job to go and get the players hot dogs and, you know, beverages on the side.
I would have liked to see him just at the bat.
Yeah.
What was his personality at the bat?
That's
what's nice about batting. Everyone has a personality when they're batting. You have a routine that you do. You have a look that you have. I mean, is it intimidating? I mean, what is that look? I would like to see him in the batter.
Bach took some swings. Yeah. We need to get Bach. So, again, BP with DP.
Oh, yes.
The first one with the Salt Dogs will be June 27th, right? We'll take some folks down, let them get their hacks in. You get to shag some fly balls with the Salt Dogs if you want.
That was fun.
They will throw, they got some BP pitchers that will throw some stuff at you. So you can get it. I think we get 6 spots over the course of that. And I know that each show will pick somebody who gets to go in, especially in the first one. We'll do 4 throughout the course of the summer. And you as a listener will have your opportunity to get yourself in and get some BP down there. And, not for nothing, but they'll give you a bat when you
So, Bob, so you have not done that yet, right?
I have, but if it looked unnatural, it's because it is unnatural. I don't. I can hardly.
I
want to
see that. So you're right-handed batter.
Yeah.
Right-handed. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Well, Nick did it. Austin did it. Austin took some swings. Scrappy place hitter.
There you go, yeah.
Scrappy place hitter.
No power.
Steve Taylor and Strick out there putting on clinics.
Yes.
Out there putting on shows. Steve Taylor still got this. Golf has not affected his baseball swing from the left-hand side. Strick still got it. Strick's
a big boy,
but
too.
But Strick upsets himself because Strick has landed firmly in the 40-plus of warning track power. And
yeah.
It just frustrates him to no end because in his mind, that Miami Marlins swing, that ball should be getting out the yard.
It should be getting out of the ballpark.
It should be getting out the yard, and it does. Raft took some BP. Jay Foreman hasn't. I think Carriker said he would.
I think Aaron Davis and you, Bob, would be a good contest.
You think so? He's not much of a hitter either. Because I really don't have much.
I know.
For
some reason, I'm thinking maybe at your level. I think that would be a very competitive at bat for the two
I
of
struck
you.
Out in slow pitch softball. I have any idea how bad it is.
Were you trying to kill it every time? You're trying to knock it out of the ballpark.
Here's what I want to do. I absolutely need for early break to go down and take batting practice. I need Jake Sorensen, Steve Sippel, and Bill Bush to go to.
Fun.
Oh, that needs to happen.
Oh,
that needs. So Rudy's here. Intern Rudy's here, and Rudy's a baller. Plays for Wesley. And the fact
who would I put my money on?
Here's what I know about Rudy. Without ever having the coach and me has done the scouting report on Rudy, and I know that he is a guy that lights up when they see the batting lineup and it just has letters next to his name. Cause then he can focus and I'm just here to rake. He can put it on his shirt. Like, listen, y'all do all that others interns. I'm going down to the cage and I am just beast mode. But I need for Rudy to convince early break to do a batting practice for the Salt Dogs. I need to see Jake Sorensen, Steve Sippel, and Bill Bush in the cage. Now, I would imagine that Bill Bush can rake a little bit.
I'm thinking about that.
That Bill Bush can rake a little bit. Even at the mature age, I still think he could get work in.
You don't think Jake can?
No, the golf swing.
I know. For
whatever reason, I just don't think it transfers.
Okay.
I just don't think it transfers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Jake, you know, you got a stick in your hand and you're hitting the ball, you're hitting
the
object.
But this one's moving. This one's moving, and it has an attitude.
I feel that. Yeah.
I'm imagining that Jake is an eight hitter. He's not a nine, but he's an eight hitter. Steve Sippel just reminds me of a guy that we would have called Pee Wee, and he'd have played second base. Right?
Yeah.
right? Like, he don't expect power, gritty, right?
But he may surprise you too.
Put some balls in play. He's gonna grunt a little bit when he swings, just because you know that's who he is. But I think that's how we would do it. Like, that's gonna be the plan going forward.
I may pay money to see that.
I think we invite the breakers down to the stadium to watch and heckle.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely heckle for them to take video. I think it should be a thing. So, Bach, we'll throw it to break. We'll come back. We'll close out this first hour of one-on-one here from Blur Tailgate Events here. Omaha Hilton, come on through. 13th and Cass, the corner of 13th and Cass, right across from the stadium. Stop by. And, again, plenty of spots available here at Blur today. DP, Steve Taylor, Bach, we'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.